دكتور سابق taking an office note on patient Mary Barfield B-A-R-F-I-E-L-D Mary M-A-R-Y date of birth 4/28/1963 date of service is 7/6/2023 pre-paragraph the patient is 60-year-old African-American female who is referred to see me by Dr. Pond P-O-N-D-T for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine her past medical history includes history of asthma control history of Meniere's disease period Past surgical history includes cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, next bilateral carpal tunnel repair, next abdominoplasty, next total hysterectomy, pure paragraph allergies, non drug allergies, pure paragraph social history. Patient is widowed, has had two daughters, no smoking, no alcohol use, no illicit drug use. She is retired from AT&T and has a home daycare. Family history, father history of hypertension, diabetes, mellitus type 2, and pancreatic cancer, mother history of hypertension, hepatocellular carcinoma, brother history of asthma, and sister with hypertension and diabetes, period paragraph. Review system reveals occasional headaches for which she takes occasional ibuprofen, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. She has epigastric pain, lower abdominal pain for the last 1 month or so. Sometimes radiating to the back with some diarrhea on and off, non-bloody, non-mucoid, no melena. She's followed by GI. Nocturia three times at night, no straining upon urination. She has occasional incomplete emptying of her bladder. She does have stress incontinence, no leg swelling or other systems reviewed on a negative immunization status. She gets two shots of the COVID-19 vaccine. Period paragraph. Current medications include albuterol, metered-dose inhaler. Period paragraph. Meclizine PRN. Evaluation, investigations available to me include the following. Creatinine is 1.1 and GFR is 55 milliliter per minute, period paragraph. Assessment and plan. Possible chronic kidney disease stage 3, we are going to investigate. She has no risk factors for chronic kidney disease except occasional intake of NSAIDs. We're going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, quantification of proteinuria. Further recommendations to follow period. Next diagnosis, asthma apparently controlled. Next Meniere's disease apparently stable. Next, chronic abdominal pain followed by GI. She's due to have endoscopy. We are going to evaluate the results. Period. I thank you, Dr. Pond, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see you back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup and for further planning. I will keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks.